Welcome to Ignite Your Life, the show that interviews successful people who are having amazing lives filled with adventure, variety, excitement and fun. Learn where they've been and where they are going, as well as what gets them out of bed in the morning and what drives them. We will go through their lowest points up to the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Hi, Igniters. Today's guest is the scintillating Vanessa Talbot. Vanessa is a profile builder and coach mentor who specializes in igniting coaches to be seen and be heard. She does this by boosting their profile and increasing their influence, which leads to more opportunities for her clients. Vanessa has created the popular Facebook group Coaches, Authors, Entrepreneurs, Step Into the Spotlight. Her signature program is also called Step Into the Spotlight. She is also the author of the international selling inspirational book for women, Extraordinary You, The Art of Living a Lusciously Spirited, Vibrant Life. Vanessa is a country girl and wildlife carer who likes to hermit on her lifestyle property with her four kangaroos, four beautiful horses, bunnies, birds, and the nature that surrounds them. So be ready to be captivated by Vanessa's story. Hi, Vanessa. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, Leanne. Thanks for asking me.
I'm so excited to hear your story. So shall we get started into it?
Yeah, go for it. Ask me what you want.
Excellent. So can you tell us a bit about what's happening for you right now?
Oh, God, do you want the dramas or do you just want life in general?
We can have everything here, whatever you like. Yeah.
Well, right at this moment when we finish this podcast, I'm running off to the vet with my horses, so that's probably not highly interesting, but I have this life that involves very much balance between work and home and my animals. So as much as I'm a businesswoman as such and have a business that I need to run and look after a lot of clients, there's also a big part of me that's also just a family woman and also a country woman that lives on her farm and has stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of animals to look after. So I've dropped everything for this afternoon so I can actually go and do what I need to do for my animals and look after them.
Oh, wow. What about business side? What's happening in the business?
I'm really actually, Leanne, it's really, really amazing. I've had like so many client inquiries just in the last few days that I have to deal with. So that's good. I'm with Step Into the Spotlight, Extraordinary Beans. So if anyone doesn't really know, which I suspect a lot of your listeners won't know, what I do is profile building for coaches and change makers. So I actually help coaches and change makers get known so that they can actually attract more clients and open doors for more opportunities as well. So that's my work in that area, and it's pretty exciting because I get to do stuff like this, and that's be on people's podcasts and guests on other things. It's fun.
Yeah, definitely. Especially helping people start their own podcast up. So looking at your journey, where have you been in the past?
You know, I did this little post late last night on Facebook and Instagram because I was thinking about this journey. I've been doing coaching for, it would be 6 years now since I started. Come March, it will be 6 years since I started. And when I look back at when I started, you know, I couldn't even walk into a room of people that I didn't know. So networking events or going to anything, and I was too scared to. And now I can lead networking events, go into a room. I can lead, you know, I've got a big group on Facebook of over almost 15,000 people now. I would not have been able to do that 6 years ago because I was very much a hermit. And I still am a hermit, but what I had to do was step into what I see as my alter ego. So I guess that part of me, and I think it's in everyone, there's parts of you that are always there, but you don't always bring them out or let them shine because you've never needed to. But then when the crunch comes and you realize there's parts of you that you have to bring out or else your business or your life won't go the way that you want it to, I had to stop being an incredibly shy introvert and I had to actually bring out a bit more of my magic and let that shine, or else I would not have got where I have with my business, the one I've chosen.
Mm.
Yeah.
So prior to the 6 years, before you decided to get into the business you're in at the moment, was there something that sort of guided you towards starting this type of coaching business or profiling business?
Yeah, like I was in the mining industry. So my ex-husband and I had a business in the mining industry. So that suited me perfectly at the time. I didn't have to leave home. I had a great home office. I could stay here on my property. He went out and did the mine site work while I ran the business from our home. When we got divorced, I couldn't face the thought of going into town and getting a 9-to-5 job. So I chose coaching, and it just came out of the blue. There wasn't really anything, Leanne, that led me to it. I'd always been interested, I suppose, in personal development and the spiritual side of things, because on the side, I've always done things like tarot card reading. So there was always that notion of people coming to me for help. I think anyone who goes into the coaching industry would identify with that. You're the person that everyone always comes to for help or for advice, guidance. And I was that person. So it just made sense for me, I think, because I thought, okay, with coaching, I can still stay at home. I work for myself, and I can work my own hours and still make money. So that's what was behind it. That's what led me to it. And I didn't even know what a coach was either, by the way. I just saw an ad in a local spiritual magazine for the coaching institute and to become a life coach. And I thought, well, that sounds interesting. I'll do that.
So it was like a lightning bolt moment, was it?
There was no logical plan to it. I was sitting there thinking, what can I do? What can I do? You know, I was on a high earning, I had my own company, you know, it was making multi-million dollars. I had massive amount of income. And then all of a sudden I dropped to nothing because I completely just lost the company, and the ex took all the company. So here I was with a lifestyle property, all these horses, a little girl to support, horse farm, and no income at all. And I had to figure out what to do. And I was thinking of things that would suit me, like that I knew I could do, like healing horses, Reiki, all that sort of stuff. And I thought, hang on a second, that's not going to make you a fraction of the income that you're used to. So I kind of had to dismiss the healing arts that I was very interested in and would do on the sideline anyway, because I just thought there's no way that's going to make me. And, you know, I didn't have a husband or a man at that time to support me, and I still don't have anyone to support me. It was all on mine. And I had, I don't know if anyone has got horses, they will know how expensive they are. And I thought, I'm going to keep making the money to keep up this horse farm and my wildlife work as well takes a lot of money. People don't understand that when you are a wildlife carer, we're not getting any, you know, any help from the government or anywhere else. It's our own money and our own time. So building shelters and buying the facilities and getting the veterinary help and all that for injured wildlife that comes through to me, that's where my money goes as well. It's very much passion.
Yeah, definitely a passion. So with that passion and having to make that money to sort of support that passion, were there challenges along the way that sometimes made you feel like throwing in the towel?
I don't think I ever said I'm going to throw in the towel. I said I'm going to make this work. Mm-hmm. Though there's definitely been challenges. Time-wise was a big challenge for me, because in the first days of my coach training, when I was doing my training, it was like, you know, 18 months, and I had a little toddler as well who was not in daycare or anything like that. So I had to spend most of the days looking after her and also trying to upkeep this property. So I'd spend a lot of time out with the animals or fixing fences or mowing the lawns, you name it, upkeeping the property and looking after my daughter during the day. And then the nighttime would be my time to study and also try and build the business and bring in clients. So time and lack of income from lack of clients in the early days, they were the greatest challenge. But not once, I mean, I could have made more money with my skills by going and working for someone else, but not once did I say I'm going to throw in the towel and go and do that? Because if I had done that, go and work in town 9 to 5 for someone else, yes, I might have made money, but I wouldn't be home with my daughter, wouldn't be home on my country property with my animals. So I had no option but to make this work.
So when you kept putting one foot in front of the other, was it due to a big vision or just out of necessity?
Necessity.
Yeah.
Necessity because of my bigger vision, which is, you know, really freedom. And I've had a very, I've never done the 9 to 5 rat race or corporate or anything like that ever in my life. I grew up on my farm. I watched the way my parents worked, you know, as farmers. It was very much seasonal and by daylight, you know, and if they chose to take an afternoon off, they could. There was nothing tying them. And I myself have never, ever been trapped. I've always had a good degree of freedom around me to do what I want to do. So that idea of being trapped into something for someone else, that was just not going to happen.
All right. So fast forwarding to when your business started taking off, was there like an ignition point that really made things take off for you, like a certain point in time?
Yeah. Yeah. When I swapped niches. So I probably, you know, just went okay, I suppose, in the first few years because I was looking after women in the personal development area. So, and I had a book out and I was getting some clients. I was also helping writers as well. But it wasn't until I met up with a Aussie guy who was a bit of a local celebrity. He was on TV at the time doing some stuff overseas as well. And we became friends while he was doing a TV show. And he came to me for a lot of help and just going through his mindset and also helping him with things to be, make his profile as a celebrity bigger and bigger and bigger. And I had also started mentoring new coaches through one of the big coach training institutions here in Australia. And I could see from mentoring the many new coaches what was going on and why so many of them weren't able to actually build their coaching businesses and build clients. And everything that I was doing with this celebrity guy, who is still a good friend of mine, by the way, everything that we were doing together to raise his profile and get him more known and get him, you know, doing all those things that celebrities get seen and heard doing, I thought these coaches who were sitting at home, they could be doing that too. So the Star Maker process that I applied to celebrity, I took and applied that to coaches, and hence Step Into the Spotlight was born, and boom, things just took off. And I think it's because I just matched a pain, you know, a big pain, and provided a solution for it. So that's very obviously very market language talk, but that's what I did, and that was the ignition. It was just honing into the pain and then providing a solution that people could actually get.
Yeah. So that having that ignition point, did it open up a lot of new possibilities for you?
Yeah. So, you know, like when I was doing the mining industry, as I said, my husband was the one that travelled everywhere. My choice was to stay at home, look after the property. I'm very homebody and just do the business from my home. It suited me perfectly, but I really didn't mix. I was a total hermit. The only people that I spoke to was my crew, you know, which were all men, and they're about all I interacted with. So when I started to join and get into building my coaching business, the amount of amazing people that have come into my life, as I said, not just the guy that was on telly, you know, this Aussie celebrity, but I've worked with Olympic athletes. I've worked and know people that, you know, ahead of Estee Lauder and stuff like that, some big names there, and just big names, Dr. John DeMartini. Not that we've become friends, but I asked him to endorse my book, and then he in return asked me to endorse his latest book. Things like that that I would never have dreamed of, you know, these big names, these movers and shakers who I would have thought in my mining industry day were just big celebrities that I would never ever get to know, let alone call friends as I can now with some of them. So that has been a massive shift for me in feeling that they want to know me, they want to do business with me, they want to work with me. And who would have thought that, you know, like when you're in the mining, in the industry I was before, those people seemed out of reach.
Yeah. Now they're sort of very much in reach, aren't they? Because you've got that profile.
Yeah, I mean, they're in reach, but also just because, you know, you get to meet one and then the open doors elsewhere. It's just that my circle is so much wider now. Mm. And also with some, you know, all degrees of people. I'm not just talking about the highly influentials, but I'm talking about all degrees of people. So it's just amazing. And I wouldn't have thought that. Like, I mean, this is just a joke, but you know that old, what is it, 6 degrees or 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
We were doing that the other day, me and some friends, and we were working out, you know, Jon Snow from Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
You crush on the character Jon Snow in Game of Thrones. We're working out that we were something like only 1, 2, 3 degrees from Jon Snow. You know, like I would have been no degrees from Jon Snow when I was I would have been thousands and thousands, like nowhere near Jon Snow when I was in the mining industry, but 3 degrees from Jon Snow from Game of Thrones, that's just like, oh my god, wow. And I know you yourself, Leanne, when you look at the people now that you're mixing with, you know, I mean, just someone that we spoke of just before this phone call,
mm.
and like you're like 1 degree from Ryan Gosling. I mean, honestly.
I know. I would never have thought this, you know, even 12 months ago, that my whole world is open now to so many, you know, people that I thought were out of reach, and it's just amazing.
And they become your confidant, you know, they become your friends, they become your supporters, and you support them. These people that you used to think, oh my God, they're unreachables, you realize now that you're in that circle with many of these people, and we're all in it together. And what a huge shift it is, isn't it? It's amazing.
Oh, it's a massive shift. Yeah. Yeah, totally amazing. So bring me to that, because that makes sort of things look so much exciting in my future. What's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
Oh, wow. The most exciting thing I'm looking forward to in the future. Okay. I'm really loving, because we had such a good time, I think, at a 2-day event that we had for my Step Into the Spotlight profile building group, that 6-month program. We had such a good time in Sydney for the 2-day event there. I'm actually thinking of bringing in longer events where we all get to hang out for a longer amount of time. So like these retreats in gorgeous locations. So that's on the cards.
Mm.
You know, maybe 5 days or 7 days of real profile building and client acquisition, learning and magic, as well as doing other fun stuff as well along the way. So that's come up. And also coming up with a brand new mastermind as well, which is up-leveling the next level from the profile building program. So those two things are something that I'm getting really excited about. So that's what's happening on business front. And I really enjoy working less one-on-one and more in group mode. So I'm taking my business to the level where I can serve more people at once, rather than the old coaching model, which was just one-on-one, which I have shifted. I mean, I still do some of it, probably still 50%. I want to up-level it to maybe only about 20% and 80% group. So that's where I'm heading for, which is going to be exciting for me.
And for the rest of us, if we come on those retreats, I look forward to that. Okay, let's do a change in pace. We've got a speed round now.
Okay.
What's your favourite book?
Any of Wayne Dyer's books are my favourite books in terms of personal development, and Wuthering Heights.
What about a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
A mentor figure?
Hmm.
I think my first mentor was probably my coaching trainer, Sharon Pearson. So I have to say that she probably has helped me the most.
So do you have a daily ritual that works best for you, whether it's personal or business?
Yes. Rise late. So 9 o'clock. Rise late, do some exercise, do a walk or a run. I spend time with my animals, and I don't start client or work till afternoon.
So what's your favourite food?
Chocolate.
Oh, yes.
That's an easy one, that one.
Country or city? I think I know this one.
Oh, my God. Country, of course.
So what's the biggest piece of advice you could give others to help them make change in their lives?
I think when you're making change, you can tend to get fearful, scared, overwhelmed with the whole process. I would say, to go back to my standard little catchphrase that I always used to look at every day when I was going through the massive upheaval of divorce, change of career, the whole lot of it, loss of income, and it was to concentrate on the little things in your daily life. So though you have the big vision that the change will bring you, rather, and what happens is that change seems too big a leap for many, which is why they pull back from it. I'd say spend time every day looking for and acknowledging the little things in your daily life that are still there that will never, ever go. Things like, you know, for example, for me, it's like watching my bunnies play, or going outside and watching my horses gallop in the field, or listening to the cockies, the sulfur crest cockatoos, each afternoon as they fly over back to their roost for the early evening. Your child's laughter, you know, it's little things like that that will help you actually get through any of the big changes.
Yeah, I love that. So last question, if you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I probably would start this journey that I'm on earlier. So I'm kind of feel like I'm a late starter at it. I feel that I could have started this journey in my 20s or even my 30s, but I didn't start it until my late 40s, mid 40s, you know. And I feel if I had done it earlier, it would be just, you know, amazing. But, you know, life is life and there's no regrets. But if I could do the time machine, knowing how much I love what I'm doing now, I wish I had come across this earlier. Because in my early days, like in my 20s and 30s, I really just didn't have any great passion for business. I was just passionate about my animals. But I would just do jobs like, you know, work in retail or something like that. You know, a couple of little part-time stuff. Until I started my own business with my husband, which was in my 30s. So it'd be nice to have cottoned onto this one earlier.
Yeah, yeah, can understand that one.
Yeah, well, this one lights my fire. Do you know what I mean? Like the stuff that I was doing before, they didn't light my fire. The only thing that lit my fire back then was my animal work and caring for animals and looking after and having pets and all that. But now I have two fires. and it tones in as well with what I do. You know, as you know, Leanne, my job is to actually ignite the brilliance in coaches and change makers. So the brilliance that you are not even aware that you had, but now you do.
Yeah, I know. If I was answering these questions, you're the mental figure that helped me the most to step out there and do this, take this leap to the podcast. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today. If you'd like to give us the best place to contact you, we can then end it there.
All right. Well, anyone can just pop along to my website, which is extraordinarybeans.com. You can find me on Facebook under, there's Extraordinary Beans Facebook page, or, you know, you can follow me, Vanessa Talbot, if you like my personal stuff, because you'll see heaps more animal shots, as you know, Leanne.
Yes. The bunnies are so cute.
The bunnies, the kangaroos, the horses, all that fun stuff goes through on my personal page. And though I don't accept friend requests, I do welcome followers because I do make all my posts public. So you can see all that cool stuff anyway, if it interests you at all. I do have a lot of people that follow me because they're into animals.
Excellent. Yeah, I love it too. All right then. Well, thank you so much again. And we will talk soon.
Well, there you go, Igniters, the extraordinary Vanessa Talbot. Don't forget, to contact Vanessa, you can go to www.extraordinarybeings.com or follow her on Facebook.